The markets today? Don't ask. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 14th of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Wall Street, yeah, they had another lousy day today, and we'll detail that in just a few. The oil industry has a junk product out there, and you're going to be surprised at what it is. Consumer prices are up, but we know that you know that. Well, it looks like it's not the talcum powder, and we'll tell you what that's all about. You know, when your stock price falls by 20%, you are in what's called bear territory. Hello, Apple. Childcare is crazy expensive in Iowa and rising faster than basic housing costs. Those stories, and we'll go out to lunch with Carl Schaphorst from Sadler Training. We're going to be talking sales and sales training, and we had a great time doing it. Out to lunch at Gilroy's with Carl Schaphorst, coming your way yet today here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Aurion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Hour. Well, the markets fell again today. The past five sessions has seen the Dow lose over 1,100 points today. Just like yesterday, the markets attempted to make a comeback, but as the day wore on, that was not going to happen. The Dow down today by over 200 points. We will share the numbers later in the broadcast. This is going to be hard for you to believe, but the oil industry has a junk product out there, or so it seems. And that product is, wait for it, gasoline in Europe and against diesel, its main competitor. So how did all this happen? Well, the simple answer is that gasoline supply has massively outpaced demand. And that's illustrated in data here in the United States, by far the world's single largest gasoline consumer, which shows stocks at record seasonal highs since the start of September. In other words, we got a lot of gas out there. The second issue is the kind of crude oil the world is pumping. Where output is growing fastest, notably here in the United States, the extra barrels have tended to be lighter and therefore rich in gasoline. By contrast, the supply of diesel-yielding oil from the likes of Venezuela and Iran has been more constrained. Gasoline's value against diesel started collapsing around August and hasn't stopped sliding since. In Asia, Europe, and even here in the United States, which consumes over 9 million barrels of gasoline a day, diesel is now around an average of $70 a ton more expensive. And get this, in Europe, gasoline is now worth less than the crude oil used to produce it. That's a bizarre scenario last seen back in 2011. The situation for gasoline has gotten so bad it's now practically the same price as high sulfur fuel oil. And that is a waste product made by refineries that's normally sold to power generation and shipping industries. Stunning numbers, right? Gasoline, junk, what? So why isn't it a buck a gallon anyway, right? And yet, here's a story about consumer prices that have sharply increased, by the way, in the 9 months through October. What's going up? Well, get this, the cost of gasoline. Yeah, didn't we just say? Yeah, I know. Also, rents are going up, pointing to steadily rising inflation that will likely keep the Federal Reserve on track to raise interest rates again this month. Last month, gasoline prices rebounded by 3%, accounting for more than one-third of the increase in the Consumer Price Index after slipping by 0.2% back in September. Food prices fell by 0.1% after being unchanged in September. Food consumed at home, now that declined for a second straight month in October. Food prices were held down by cheaper bread, cereals, pork, dairy products, fruits, and vegetables. Owner's equivalent rent of primary residences, which is what a homeowner would pay to rent or receive from renting a home, rose by 0.3% in October. Healthcare costs, yeah, you knew, they rose 0.2% last month after a similar gain in September. Apparel prices edged up by 0.1% after jumping 0.9% in September. There were also increases in the cost of household furnishings and used motor vehicles and trucks, as well as motor vehicle insurance and tobacco. A California jury today cleared Johnson & Johnson of liability in a case involving a woman who alleged the company's talc-based products, including its baby powder, contain asbestos and caused her cancer. The jury in Humboldt County Superior Court in Eureka, California, rejected claims by Carla Allen, who said that her mesothelioma, that's a tissue cancer closely linked to asbestos exposure, was caused by the company's talc products, including Johnson & Johnson's baby powder. Johnson & Johnson faces nearly 12,000 U.S. talc lawsuits, according to an October regulatory filing. More than 9,700 of those cases involve claims over ovarian cancer. In a statement, J&J said it was pleased with the jury's decision in the case of Allen and went on to say, quote, "While we deeply sympathize with anyone suffering from any form of cancer, the science and facts show that her disease was not caused by her use of our talcum-based products," end quote. The California jury reached its decision following a roughly seven-week-long jury trial. When a decline in stock value meets or exceeds 20%, that stock is said to be in bear territory. And that is what happened today to Apple. Apple fell by 2.8% today and ended the trading day at $186.73 a share. That means that shares are off their record high of $233.47, clinched back on October 3rd. Apple's value has dropped to about $886 billion from $1.1 trillion during those heady October highs. Investors have grown concerned that the Cupertino, California-based company, renowned for years of innovative technology, will suffer declines in iPhone unit sales over the next couple of years. Why? Price? It seems like everybody's got them, right? Apple began the month by reporting iPhone shipments that missed Wall Street expectations for the quarter and said that it will no longer report how many iPhones it sells. And that is a move some took as a tacit sign that the company's largest segment by revenue may be set for weaker growth down the road. Say, while we're talking money, the Des Moines Register has a story out today that childcare costs are a bigger expense for families than basic living costs. A cost-of-living study this year from United Ways of Iowa calculated the average monthly cost of childcare ranged from $859 to $1,300 across the state's 99 counties. A family of four, including one infant and one toddler, would need $1,031 for childcare expenses. That's according to the United Ways Household Survival Budget. In comparison, that same family is estimated to need $659 on average to cover basic housing. So, do you engage in childcare or forego that and keep the kids at home? And many single parents simply don't have that luxury. And what's even more troubling about this for business is that these dynamics make it harder for parents to work at a time when nearly all employers are struggling to find employees. Well, once again, today's stocks ended lower after giving back gains from earlier in the day as Apple rolled over. A decline in bank shares also pressured the broader market. The Dow closed down 205 points after a volatile session in which the index rose by more than 200 points and then sank about 350 points. The S&P 500 lost 0.7% and the NASDAQ shed 0.9%. The market's losses were kept in check, however, as oil rose 2.4% to rebound from a 7% plunge in the previous session. Crude was also on pace to rise for the first time in 13 sessions Prices have been under pressure recently amid fears of an abundance of supply and not enough demand. We just covered that, didn't we? Investors also breathed a sigh of relief that the latest data showed U.S. inflation is still relatively tame. The consumer price index rose by 0.3% in October, in line with expectations. Reports of renewed trade talks between the U.S. and China failed to lift sentiment, with traders keeping a wary eye on volatility in the oil market. At the bell, the Dow was down those 205 points to close at 25,080. The Nasdaq slid by 64 points, or nearly 1%, to end the day at 71.36. And the S&P 500 sank by over 20 points, about 0.7, to close out at 27.01. Finally, gold woke up today. The metal increased in price by $10 to end the day at $1,211.40 an ounce. Oil, like we said, did climb up by 31 cents to $56 even a barrel. And the 10-year T-note is paying 3.12%. When we come back, we'll go out to lunch with Carl Schaphorst from Sadler Training. We're going to be talking sales and sales training for an extended interview. But before we dig into lunch, we'll do quick bites. It's a call coming from Gilroy's on 8th Street in West Des Moines, and that is coming up next with Carl Schaphorst here on the Business News Hour.